Celebrating the National Export Day, Iran has celebrated the day amid sanctions. The ceremony is aimed at appreciating efforts to promote non-oil exports as a result of economic growth. According to Iran's Minister of Industry, Mines and Trade, in the past 6 months of the Iranian calendar, Iran's non-oil export has reached $21 billion, which is expected to hit over $40 billion by the end of the Iranian year.
The volume of non-oil exports in the first 6 months of the Iranian calendar year has reached $21 billion. We expect this number to reach over $44 billion by the end of the year. In the first 6 months of the year, the exports of gas condensates and petrochemicals were down by 21%, while non-oil exports increased by 25%.
Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Turkmenistan, China and Afghanistan are the main destinations for Iran's non-oil exports. According to officials, in the past 6 months, technical and engineering services have grown by 24% compared to last year's corresponding period. The main fields for the export of technical and engineering services are construction, energy, road and industry.
Head of Trade Promotion Organization of Iran said back in 2010, Iran exported $600 million of high-tech products, and the number is expected to reach $1 billion by the end of the current Iranian year.
Meanwhile, in the ceremony, 49 top exporters were also awarded on the National Export Day.
We export our products to 80 countries directly and indirectly. Despite sanctions against the country, they export their food products to other countries is expected to reach $1.5 billion by the end of the current Iranian year, up from $100 million in the past couple of years. This shows Iranian producers and exporters know well how to counter the sanctions.
In its semi-annual World Economic Outlook, the IMF forecasts Iran's GDP will shrink 0.9% this year after 2% growth in 2011. Iran's current account and its balance of trade in goods and services, the IMF says, will enjoy a surplus of 3.4% of GDP this year and 1.3% next year. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.